Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Ram Goldar and the Masechta Zvachim Daf Mem Vav, the fourth parak Beis Shammai. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that dam is uniquely exempt from liability for Noser and Tuma. The Gemara presents three drushes excluding blood from Me'ilah, two of which are superfluous and are used to exclude dam from liability for Noser and Tuma. Number one, the Pasuk says, Vanin nesativ lachem, and I've given it to you on the Mizbeach to atone, teaching, Shalachem yeh, it shall be yours and excluded from Me'ilah. Number two, Lachaper, to atone, teaches, Lachapar nesativ lo Me'ilah, I've given the blood for atonement, but not for Me'ilah. And number three, who? It is, teaches, it's the same before atonement as after atonement. Just as after kapara, it's not subject to me'ilah, the same holds true before kapara. We do not say the reverse, that just as before kapara, it is subject to me'ilah, the same applies after kapara, because you never have something whose mitzvah has been performed, and one still transgresses me'ilah with it. The Gemara proceeds to discuss exceptions to this principle. Point number two, in the Mishnah on the previous daf, the Tanakhama said, one is chai for eating any kadshim with tuma, even those not subject to pigel. But Rabbi Shimon said, one is only chai for items which are normally eaten, but not for eating wood and other items. Amarim debate the case of the machlokas. According to one opinion, they argue only about tuma's basar, tuma of meat, or in this case, wood, which is where the drasha including inedible materials is written. But for tumas aguf, tuma of the eater's body, the Tanakhama would agree there is no malchus. According to another opinion, they argue even in the case of tumas aguf, because the Tanakhama holds that since he's chai for tumas basar, he's also chai for tumas aguf. In another version, some Amorim say that Rabbi Shimon only exempts one who eats inedible kachim in a case of tumas aguf, but concedes there is malchus for tumas basar where the drush is written. Others say Rabbi Shimon even exempts from malchus in a case of tumas basar. Accordingly, the drush, including wood and the others, is lepsul ba'alma for the mere invalidation of the materials. Rashi says this is a rabbinical chumrah. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, L'shem shish dvarim hazevach nizbach, a carbon is shechted for the sake of six things. Number one, L'shem zevach, for the sake of the type of carbon. Number two, L'shem zoveach, for the offerer's sake. Number three, L'shem Hashem, for Hashem's sake, as the Gemara explains, L'shem misha amar v'haya olam, for the sake of he who spoke and the world came into existence. Number four, L'shem ishim, for the sake of the fires, to burn the pieces and not merely roast them. Number five, Hashem Reach, for the sake of creating an aroma, not to roast them and then bring them onto the Mizbeach. Number six, Hashem Nichoach, for the sake of pleasing, meaning Hashem Hanachas Ruach, for the sake of causing Hashem satisfaction for fulfilling His commandment. Additionally, Achatas and Ashem must be shechted Hashem Chet, for the sake of the owner's specific sin. Rabbi Yossi says that even one who did not intend to shecht for any of these purposes, it's valid because based in institute to shecht without declaring specific intent, because the intent only follows the one performing the avoda. Therefore, there's concern that the one shechting may inadvertently state the wrong intent, meaning shelo lishma, and the owner's intent that it should be lishma is ineffective. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Mishnah on the previous daf taught that dam is uniquely exempt from liability for Noser and Tuma. The Gemara presents three drushes excluding blood from Me'ilah, two of which are superfluous and are used to exclude dam from liability for Noser and Tuma. Number one, the Pasuk says, Vanin nesativ lachem, and I've given it to you on the Mizbeach to atone, teaching, Shalachem yeh, it shall be yours and excluded from Me'ilah. Number two, Lachaper, to atone, teaches, Lachapar nesativ lo Me'ilah, I've given the blood for atonement, but not for Me'ilah. And number three, who? It is, teaches, it's the same before atonement as after atonement. Just as after kapara, it's not subject to me'ilah, the same holds true before kapara. We do not say the reverse, that just as before kapara, it is subject to me'ilah, the same applies after kapara, because you never have something whose mitzvah has been performed, and one still transgresses me'ilah with it. The Gemara proceeds to discuss exceptions to this principle. Point number two, in the Mishnah on the previous daf, the Tanakhama said, one is chai for eating any kadshim with tuma, even those not subject to pigel. But Rabbi Shimon said, one is only chai for items which are normally eaten, but not for eating wood and other items. Amarim debate the case of the machlokas. According to one opinion, they argue only about tuma's basar, tuma of meat, or in this case, wood, which is where the drasha including inedible materials is written. But for tumas aguf, tuma of the eater's body, the Tanakhama would agree there is no malchus. According to another opinion, they argue even in the case of tumas aguf, because the Tanakhama holds that since he's chai for tumas basar, he's also chai for tumas aguf. In another version, some Amoraim say that Rabbi Shimon only exempts one who eats inedible kachim in a case of tumas aguf, but concedes there is malchus for tumas basar, where the drush is written. Others say Rabbi Shimon even exempts from malchus in a case of tumas basar. Accordingly, the drush, including wood and the others, is l'psul ba'alma, for the mere invalidation of the materials. Rashi says that this is a rabbinical chumrah. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, L'shem shish dvarim hazevach nizbach. A carbon is shechted for the sake of six things. Number one, L'shem zevach, for the sake of the type of carbon. Number two, L'shem zoveach, for the offerer's sake. Number three, L'shem Hashem, for Hashem's sake, as the Gemara explains, L'shem misha amar b'haya olam, for the sake of he who spoke and the world came into existence. Number four, L'shem ishim, for the sake of the fires, to burn the pieces and not merely roast them. Number five, Hashem Reach, for the sake of creating an aroma, not to roast them and then bring them onto the Mizbeach. Number six, Hashem Nichoach, for the sake of pleasing, meaning Hashem Hanachas Ruach, for the sake of causing Hashem satisfaction for fulfilling His commandment. Additionally, Achatas and Ashem must be shechted Hashem Chet, for the sake of the owner's specific sin. Rabbi Yossi says that even one who did not intend to shecht for any of these purposes, it's valid, because Beis Din instituted to shecht without declaring specific intent. Because the intent only follows the one performing the avoda. Therefore, there's concern that the one shechting may inadvertently state the wrong intent, meaning shlo l'shma, and the owner's intent that it should be l'shma is ineffective. All right, so now it's time to go to our siman daf mem vav, and our standard siman is a cow, because cows go moo. So here goes. The cow carrying the large bowl of blood with a note that the blood was exempt from liability for noser tuma and mi'ila, standing next to the tamei cowboy eating some inedible atzim aracha, who was chayv malchus, saw a kohen write the six kavanas of l'shma on the side of a cow to help himself remember them when doing shechita. Once again, slow motion. The cow, that must be more daf mem vav, moo. The cow carrying the large bowl of blood with a note that the blood was exempt from liability for noser tuma and me'ila, which reminds us, the Mishnah in the previous daf taught the dam is uniquely exempt from liability for noser and tuma. The Gemara presents three drashas excluding blood from me'ila, two of which are superfluous and are used to exclude dam from liability for noser and tuma. So the cow carrying the large bowl of blood with a note that the blood was exempt from liability for noser tuma and mi'ila, standing next to the tamei cowboy eating some inedible atzei maracha, who was chayv malchus, which reminds us, in the Mishnah on the previous daf, the Tanakhama said one is chayv for eating any kajim with tuma, even though it's not subject to pigel. But Rabbi Shimon said one is only chayv for items which are normally eaten, but not for eating wood and the like. Amoraim debate the case of the malchokas. According to one opinion, they argue only about tumas basar, tuma of meat, or in this case wood, which is where the drasha including inedible materials is written. But for tumas aguf, tuma of the eater's body, the Tanakhama would agree there is no malchus. According to another opinion, they argue even in the case of tumas aguf, because the Tanakhama holds that since he's chai for tumas basar, he's also chai for tumas aguf. So the cow carrying a large bowl of blood with a note that the blood was exempt from liability for noser tuma and me'ila, standing next to the tamei cowboy eating some inedible atzei maracha, who was chayv malchus, saw a kohen write the six kavanas of l'shma on the side of a cow to help himself remember them when doing shechita. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, L'shem shish dvarim hazevach nizbach. A carbon is shechted for the sake of six things. Number one, L'shem zevach. Number two, L'shem zoveach, the one offering it. Number three, L'shem Hashem. Number four, L'shem ishim, for the sake of the fires, to burn the pieces and not merely roast them. Number five, L'shem reach, for the sake of creating an aroma, not to roast them and then bring them onto the mizbeach. And number six, L'shem nechoach, for the sake of pleasing. So once again, the cow carrying the large bowl of blood with a note that the blood was exempt from liability for noser tuma and me'ila, standing next to the tamei cowboy eating some inedible atzei maracha, who was chayv malchus, saw a kohen write the six kavanas of l'shma on the side of a cow to help himself remember them when doing shechita. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara, daf mem beis. So the siman daf mem beis is a mobster. So here goes. The mobster, that must mean we're on daf mem beis. The mobster who hired a Kohen Gadol to make the hazaz of Yom Kippur pigel and told him he can choose which ones to make pigel because any will do the job. Which reminds us, the Braisa discusses pigel of chatos, whose blood is placed on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, such as the 43 matanos of the Yom Kippur Karbanos, or the 11 matanos of the Parkon Mashiach, or Parlam Davar, all of which are ma'akev. The Braisa states, pigel ben b'rishona ben m'shniya ben m'shlishis, whether one had pigel intent for the first set of matanos in the Kodesh Kadoshim, the second towards the Parochas, or the third on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Remer says it is pigel, and the Chomim say it is not pigel, unless he has pigel intent for the entire matir. So the mobster who hired a Kohen Gadol to make the chazos in Yom Kippur pigel and told him he can choose which ones to make pigel because any will do the job, had his plan to get a Kohen killed by hiring him to bring just the gazais of a mincha outside the mikdash foiled by a rabbi named Eliezer, who told them there is no misa, which reminds us Rabbi Eliezer exempts one who offers the gazais of a mincha b'chutz. So the mobster who hired a Kohen Gadol to make the chazos in Yom Kippur pigel and told him he can choose which ones to make pigel because any will do the job, had his plan to get a Kohen killed by hiring him to bring just a gazais of a mincha outside the mikdash foiled by a rabbi named Eliezer, who told him there is no misa, and argued that even though the latter hazos were after pigel and done without machshava, they were also considered zrika and not just a waste of time, which reminds us, we learn how can matanas after machshava's pigel qualify for karbo komatira? Daf Mem Gimel. So the similar Daf Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here goes. At the newsstand where pigel magazine, that must mean we're on Daf Mem Gimel. At the newsstand where pigel magazine was sold, featuring a cover story about items that don't obligate for pigel since they are matir themselves, which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists numerous sacrificial items which do not obligate kohanim for eating them as pigel because they do not have something else which permits them to be eaten or burned, such as the komets of a mincha, katoris or lavona, or certain minchas which are completely burned, all of which are matir themselves. The same applies to blood, which is matir the rest of the carbon. So at the newsstand where pigel magazine was sold, featuring a cover story about items that don't obligate for pigel since they are matir themselves, one Kohen was engrossed in an article that explained how the pigel status of a kemitzah can leave it if it was brought up on the mizbeach, which reminds us, Ula said, komets pigel shahu al gami mizbeach, if the komets of a mincha that was pigel was brought up on the mizbeach, paka pigula mimenu, its pigel status leaves it. So at the newsstand where pigel magazine was sold, featuring a cover story about items that don't obligate for pigel since they are matir themselves, one Kohen was engrossed in an article that explained how the pigel status of a kemitzah can leave it if it was brought up on the mizbeach, while another read an interview with a Kohen who was amazed to learn that when pigel, noser, and tami were brought on the mizbeach, the prohibition left them. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, a pigel v'noser v'tame, shalom al gabim mizbeach, pigel, noser, and tame that were brought up on the mizbeach, paka isrmehen, the prohibition leaves them. Daf mem dalad, so the simmer daf mem dalad is mud. So here goes. The Kohen who was dismayed when the Metzora used a muddy jug, that must mean we're on daf mem dalad, mud. The Kohen who was dismayed when the Metzora used a muddy jug to bring his log shemen, which did not become pigel because it wasn't brought together with the carbon, which reminds us, the Gemara brings malchus regarding pigel of nesachim that come with the zevach and the nafkamina if the nesachim were brought together with the carbon or a number of days later. So the Kohen was dismayed when the Metzora used a muddy jug to bring his log shemen, which did not become pigel because it wasn't brought together with the carbon, as he had been looking forward to eating it together with his portion of a minchas ha'omer and minchas sota, which reminds us, a braisa discusses the sources for numerous offerings eaten by kohanim, a kol minchasam, all their menachos includes even the minchas ha'omer and the minchas ha'knos of a sota, teaching that although the pasuk says asher kupar behem, those who are atoned through them, and the Minchas HaOmer is only lahatir to permit new grain, and the Minchas Kanoz comes Gavar Avon to determine if a sin was committed, these are also eaten by Kohanim. So the Kohen was dismayed when the Metzora used a muddy jug to bring his log shemen, which did not become pickle because it wasn't brought together with the carbon, as he had been looking forward to eating it together with his portion of a Minchas HaOmer and Minchas Sota. Threw the muddy oil onto a cone in the courtyard with some parim hanisrafim, thinking a pickle thought about a vote done in the courtyard, which reminds us, in the Mishnah on the previous daf, the Tanna Kamma says one is chayev for eating pigel of parim hanisrafim, usirim hanisrafim, bulls which are burned, and goats which are burned. But Rabbi Shimon says one is not liable for any carbon which is not offered on the mizbeach hachitzon like a shlamim. In a brice, Rabbi Yossi states a third opinion: pigel bedavar hanas bechutz. If he had pigel intent with something done outside the heichal like a shlamim, it's pigel. But not if he had pigel intent with something done inside the heichal. Daf Mem Hei. So the similar Daf Mem Hei is Manishtana. So here goes. At the carbon-themed seder where the youngest child sang, Ma nishtana, ma nishtana, that must mean we're on daf mem hey. At the carbon-themed seder where the youngest child sang, Ma nishtana kadshe ovdechochavim, no pigo, no noser, no tame, which reminds us, the next mission discusses kadshe ovdechochavim, kadshim designated by an idolater. Rabbi Shimon says, the one is not high for them for pigo, noser, or tame, and for shechting them b'chutz, outside the mikdash. In a brisa, Rabbi Shimon adds, onanin, one may not benefit from them, but one does not transgress me'ilah for benefiting from them, because they're biblically permitted and only rabbinically prohibited. So, at the carbon-themed seder with the youngest child saying, Ma nishtana kadshe ovdechochavim, no pigel, no noser, no tame, their father recounted how he once did zrika b'shogig of tame blood from an akum's carbon, and that tzitz was not meratza, which reminds us, regarding an akum's carbon whose blood became tame, ben b'shogig ben b'mezil or hutsa, whether it's zrika, was mistaken or intentional, the carbon itself is not accepted and is completely invalid. Rapapa explains, although Rabbi Yossi generally holds an Akum's carbon has the same laws as a Yisrael's, he agrees that a specific exclusion prevents the tzitz from making Akum's carbon acceptable. As Rav Ashi explains, the Pasuk says, L'ratzon lahem, to bring them favor, and idolaters are not fit for finding favor with Hashem. So at the carbon-themed seder where the youngest child sang, Ma nishtana kadshe ovdechochavim, no pigel, no noser, no tame, their father recounted how he once did zrika b'shogeg of tame blood from an akum's carbon and that tzitz was not meratze. As the seder plate of items that are exempt from pigel but still chai for noser and tame were removed from the table, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Dvarim she'ein chayavim lehem mishum pigel, items for which one is not liable for them for pigel because they lack another matir, chayavin lehem mishum noser mishum tame, one is still liable for them for eating noser and for eating while tame, chutz min adam, except for blood, which is exempt from all three. Rabbi Shimon holds one liable only b'davar shadarchan le'echol, when he eats something usually eaten, but not for wood, lavona, and katoris. All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff did we learn about Rabbi Shmuel's Kal v'Chomer, equating the avoda of the par Yom Kippurim to another par that's on daf? Mem. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we machok about pigel of nesachim that come with the zevach and the nafkamina if they're brought that day or days later? That's on daf. Mem dalad. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that a kohen may do huzzah with blisters on his finger and they do not constitute a chatzitza? That's on daf. Mem. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that a carbon is shechted for the sake of six things? That's on daf. Mem vav. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that the tzitz is not meratze for tummy blood of an akum's carbon, which was nizrak? That's on daf. Mem hey. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that the komets of a mincha that was pigul was brought up onto the mizbeach? Paka pigul mimenu. Its pigul status leaves it. That's on daf. Mem Gimel. Good. Number 7. Which daf brings several versions of the Machlokes Tanaim regarding eating inedible kajim such as the Atze Maracha with Tuma? That's on daf. Mem Vav. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn why the words Parochas HaKodesh are written regarding Par Kol Mashiach, but only Parochas is written regarding Par Lam Davar? That's on daf. Mem Alef. Good. Number 9. Which daf to go in the sources for the exemption of dam from nosar, tuma, and mi'ila? That's on daf. Mem vav. Great. And number 10. Which daf to go in the Rabbi Yezer exempts one who offers a kazayis of a mincha b'chutz? That's on daf. Mem beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.